30.
I mean, it's great, obviously. You know, that's the goal. That's your dream. You know, that's why you play. It's not, you know, nobody deserves it more than anybody else. It doesn't matter how long you play. But, you know, to be doing it with this team and just, I think, the closeness of this team and kind of the journey that we've been through the last, well, my 4 years here. I mean, you know, every year getting close to finally break through, it's pretty special.
Was that a part of your decision to keep playing, to come back?
I mean, it's big. I mean, you know, at this stage in my career, I mean, losing takes a lot out of you. So I wouldn't have come back if I didn't think there was a legitimate chance and if I didn't think that I could help the team.
Matt, the last two guys said that we really had some game for you.
No, not really. Not really. You know, it's man, it hasn't. I mean, last night I called my wife, walking out of the locker room, and it's just kind of numb, you know, just kind of numb to the whole thing. And slowly it's coming, though. But, you know, hopefully, I guess, realize the moment and appreciate it. But, you know, and obviously get to work.
Hey, Matt, what is it about Jim Caldwell that has kick-started offense? It seems to strike a balance between
everyone. Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly, you know. But, I mean, obviously he's the coordinator. He's calling play, so it's got, you know, his stamp on it, his flavor, I guess, you know, how he calls the game. And you know, we've had success, and you know, he's done a great job. I mean, you know, tough situation for him too, coming in, and you know, his first year here and in the offense. I mean, it's not like we changed everything we were doing. He's just kind of took the controls and obviously done a nice job.
Matt, you were able to keep the Patriots defense pretty much off of Joe all day yesterday. Was anything different you were doing to week three or last year?
Not really. I mean, you know, there's always some different things. They tried a lot of different schemes like they always do. They play multiple fronts, give you multiple looks. But, you know, we prepared hard all week, and, you know, we were ready. We're ready.
How'd you get the scar?
We obviously love all the signing, the Harbaugh.
You guys love it. It's what you live for.
Exactly. Huh? And the older guys like yourself who are getting this chance. Is there a part of players that detach themselves and appreciate all that stuff, or do you just block it out?
I think you appreciate it, but you know, like I said, I mean, you know, we're going to work. So all the side stories, you know, if you're not playing in the game, I guess that's great. You know, you can enjoy that, but I think as players, you know, we're just going to hunker down and focus in and concentrate on the task at hand.
Man, you were such a physical and emotional team yesterday. How much of that is derived from
Ryan? I mean, I'd say a good part. You know, he's everybody knows what kind of player he is and what he's meant to this team and this organization. I mean, there's probably not another leader like him, or well, there's no one like him, but someone that means as much as he does to this team. Just, you know, everything he's been through being here from day one and the way he plays and the emotion and the passion that he plays with. I mean, I've been his teammate for 4 years, and that's how it's always been. You know, he's obviously, he's the leader. He's the emotional leader. And, I mean, heck of an experience and privilege to play with a guy like that.
Talk about your battle scar and your battle with Vince yesterday.
The scar I actually got, I was playing Scrabble. Yeah, one of the pieces got out of hand. I don't know. I mean, do we really want to talk about this face? Probably not. No, I mean, you know, Vince Wilfork is a great, great player. Played against him many times in my career. I mean, I told him right after the game, I said, you know this, but I have a great deal of respect for you as a player. I mean, he's one of those guys. He's a special guy. You know, we just we worked hard all week, and it's cliche, but yeah, you just practice your fundamentals all week. Try to stay as fundamentally sound as you can, and you go out there and you battle and you do your best.
Now, what's your assessment of the offensive line the last couple of weeks, basically for the whole playoffs?
I mean, it's not really my job to assess. You know, it's my job to play, and help get us ready any way we can. You know, I mean, we just want to win. I mean, you like to play well and win, but you just want to win. So whatever it takes. But with the shuffle that went on, and you know, two guys changing positions and one guy coming in that hasn't really played extensively all year, you know, Is that the ideal situation? Probably not. But I think with the kind of guys we have, the kind of players we have, and the kind of people they are, and their willingness to do whatever it takes to help the team, whatever's best for the team, I think that's why we've been able to have some success.
Hey, Matt, one more question on Jim Maxwell. What is his personality like as far as
anything? He's pretty dry. Yeah. No, I don't know. He's he's obviously been through this a lot of times and been part of a lot of great offenses. So he knows what it looks like and what it's supposed to feel like. And obviously, I'm sure he's drawn on his experiences and helping us out and bringing that to our offense.
Talk about kind of the journey to get to this point. Can you talk about the role the job that John Harbaugh has done during your time here?
I think he's a special kind of coach. I really do. Special kind of person. But just the way that he connects with players as a group, but also on an individual level, he draws from a lot of different sources of inspiration. You know, he'll draw from the Bible, from history, from boxing, from all sorts of stuff. You know, I think that. And I think that's really his strength, is to connect with his players. And, when you want to play for a guy, I think you play a little harder. You do some of the extra things that it takes to be successful. And, I think he gets the most out of us. We work hard. You know, we say, what's the secret to your success? Well, you know, we come to work, we work. There's no easy days here. And that's a good thing. He always says, let's just work as hard as we can and get as good as we can and then see what happens. And that's a great philosophy that obviously everybody's bought into. The veterans on this team, the great veteran leadership that we have, feel the same way. And, we've been successful with it.
Guys were talking about him after the game and the way just describing him. Almost like he's in the gym right now, just talking about how in rhythm, how comfortable they see him being during the course of the playoffs. How much do you see that?
Yeah, no, definitely. Joe always seems comfortable, you know. But certainly yesterday we came out in the second half and picked up the tempo a little bit and we just got into a rhythm as an entire offense. But obviously our offense goes as Joe goes, and we feel like up front if we can keep him clean and block the guys that he's going to make his reads and ball's going to come out and guys are going to get open and all those things. We have a great deal of confidence in Joe. We have for a long time.
Matt, looking back to the offensive line against Philadelphia, against Kansas City, you guys looked like you were a little bit out of sync and not comfortable. What's changed other than the obvious pieces on the line that you replaced the player out? What's changed?
No, we're not perfect. So is this thing on? that's a long time ago you're talking about, it's always a work in progress. I mean, if you play great in week one, that doesn't mean anything for week two through 17. It's a work in progress and especially offensive line. If you have different guys coming in and going out and playing different positions, you got to work at it. You got to grind Every week's a different challenge, and how we played yesterday doesn't guarantee us anything for the next game. You kind of have to start over every single week because you're going against different players, different schemes. Game's going to go a different way. You never know how a game's going to go, but that's where the hard work thing comes in. You just Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you just work. You get in the film room, you study. I think some of our young guys have obviously been big for us this year, played significant roles. And, they've learned how to be a professional football player, how to watch film and take notes in meetings and approach practice every day. And, you just like to think that as an individual player, you can get better every day, a little bit better every single day. And therefore, as a group, you get better.
Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you, Patrick. Really appreciate you, too.